What's up, sisters? Welcome to the Period Whisperer podcast. I'm Bria. I'm your host. If you're new, I'm so happy you are here. I'm your perimenopause and menopause sister, your holistic trainer, hormone specialist, translator of your female body. I'm a recovering people pleaser and hustle addict turned body whisperer and hormone decoder. And I am here to help you de-stress your body, decode what it is saying, become the CEO of it, and own your own health, energy, and weight loss again. This show is for you, the overwhelmed, overworked, underappreciated step woman who dreams of a body they feel strong, energetic, and sane in. The woman who knows that she shouldn't just wave the white aging flag and believes in a body and life of peace, love, and purpose. But you don't just know how to get there yet. So if you are stuck in your body, your energy, your life, you are in the right spot. Let's lean in and learn what our bodies are saying to us.
Happy Thursday. I am finally in a rhythm, in a cadence of the podcasts where you're going to see podcasts released or episodes released twice a week on Monday mornings and Thursday mornings, hopefully so that they can kick your week off with some good stuff just to, you know, to stay focused on. And then again, you know, some good motivation on Thursday to stay clear and have a plan going into the weekend, right? A lot of the times I think we forget how much energy it requires to change. And this I firmly believe is one of the reasons it is challenging for us in the perimenopause years. Our body is using up so much energy battling the, you know, the hormone dysregulation that we have, really trying to bring the body back into homeostasis at all times. So we're constantly using excess energy. That on top of, you know, just the fact that we are in a different age bracket now and things are more challenging for the body and our life is full of, you know, an excess. I can't tell you how often I talk to women who, you know, when we go through what they do in their lives, and I know this is you, this was me, you have Olympic levels of output happening. You're asking of yourself like so much output. And when I say to them, or when I ask them, like, when, you know, when was the last time you took like a few days off just for you? Like, not a few days off on vacation with your family, because if you're a mom of kids, you know, okay, my kids are 11 and 14, so I can't speak to the older years, but I can certainly speak to the years from like 12 and under. If you're a mom with kids 12 and under, you know it's not vacation. It might be fun, it might be travel, it might be enjoyable, but it's not restful. Vacation is really rejuvenating. It's time to do very, very little. It's time to recoup or to rebalance out the pace that you've been keeping in your life, right? So if you haven't been on a proper vacation where you're balancing out, you know, the hustle that you do every single day, and I know you, that's why you're here. So if you haven't taken something, and I'm serious when I say, you know, Olympians have rest days, they have a team, they have massage therapists, they have physical therapists, they have complete off seasons scheduled in so that they can optimally perform. You simply cannot operate at Olympic levels of output and expect that your body is going to hold up if you don't treat it like an Olympian. And that's got to be one of the hardest pills we have to swallow. And that is exactly why your energy is sucking. You have brain fog right now. It's why you cannot seem to lose weight. The things that you were doing are not helping you lose weight anymore. It's why some of you aren't sleeping through the night. It's why you might feel like you're aging before your very eyes. It's why you have digestive issues, because your body is already in dysregulation. And when we ask more of it by moving into a, you know, calorie depletion type of eating, right, where we basically eat less and move more concept, then you're only aggravating the problem. You know this. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, this is what we talk about. And the question then becomes for you, you're in this period, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're in the Period Whisperer community, if you've downloaded my free Overwhelmed, your hormone, healthy hormone guide, then you are in a place of giving yourself permission where you are aware that something is not right. The question I have for you is, are you ready to change? Because until you're ready to change, until you realize that being here again in a year from now is going to make you so unhappy. Like, I remember those days, right? I remember just knowing that I couldn't go on feeling this way. Until you reach that point, you're probably not going to change, right? People have to be really motivated. And, you know, I think I talked about this recently. I used to think I was, you know, obsessed with success, but I'm not. Most of us have to be really motivated by a fear of failure. So if you are finally in this pocket of time, of energy in your health, where you know, like, it's not getting better if you don't change, it's only going to get worse. And if you are sick of it, if you know the opportunity cost of you feeling this way, and this is, this is an achiever's mentality. And I know you. If you are listening to this, you're probably someone who wears a lot of hats, does a lot of things, has a career, or, you know, has children, has a lot that you do for a lot of people. You've probably taken on more than you should. You probably just have a bit of that. If you want something done, you've got to do it yourself. I know this because this was me. So if you're one of those people, then you understand that if you want to have the best results, you're going to have to put time and energy for it. And you don't have the kind of time that, and I didn't even have that kind of time, but I had to figure it out somewhere. And this is my career, right? So it took me 3 years. You don't have that kind of time. You don't want to waste the next 3 years of your life trying to figure it out. So if you are there and you know that you just need someone to come in to make it clear for you what to do and to keep you accountable to that place, then I really want to encourage you to go either to my Instagram bio, my website, or down in the show notes here and apply for one of my 6 spots for the 2-month hormone rebalancing private coaching program. It is where we dig really deep into you specifically and we focus that very first month on getting you results fast. We need to make sure that you feel better, that you're noticing that difference, relaxing the body, letting that inflammation come down. And month 2 is where it gets deep, y'all. It's where we get to a point where you're going to start to realize the areas of your life that you've been settling in. And these are the areas that are going to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back and bringing you here until you learn this lesson, until you make these lifestyle changes. So no, it's not for the faint of heart. This 2-month coaching program is for someone who is really serious and ready to change. But I know that's you. I know that's you. I know you don't want to head into another year, into 2023, feeling like how you are feeling, because I remember that feeling as well. I remember staying up at night, waking up in the middle of the night, either in a sweat because I was going through a lot of those, when my mind is just racing, or probably because I drank in order to go to bed at night and then my mind is racing because of the cortisol. Whatever it is, I know you know what it feels like. And if you're ready to finally make the change, this is why investing in yourself is so critical. I have lots of friends and family who ask me for advice, but they don't take the advice. We don't take advice for free. We just really don't. When you put skin in the game, when you invest in yourself, not only are you investing in someone like me who has proof in my own experience and in all the women that I've worked with that these protocols work, but you level it up. When you know you have something on the line to lose, you level it up. And that is why, along with my protocol, that is why all my clients get results. So, okay, I digress on that one. What I want to talk about today with you guys is something that, has helped me immensely. It's really my 2-part fail-proof nutrition plan for results in perimenopause. And I say this because we get really caught up. There's so many ways to eat out there, but when it comes to healing your hormones, there are 2 parts, right, that are constantly pulling you out of balance further and exacerbating the program. And what we know is when your body is out of balance and getting further out of balance, we are getting jacked up by cortisol in our body. And when our cortisol continues to go through the roof, we are physically unable to lose weight. It is literally like impossible in the body. Unless, you know, you get into a complete starvation mode, which is not what we want, right? And you know, you can't, you're not that person. We want to release weight in a healthy way, and we want it to stay off forever. If you lose weight because you're in extreme anxiety, as soon as that anxiety goes away, you're going to gain weight again. If you lose weight because you're starving yourself, as soon as you start eating again, you're going to gain it right back. What we want is to understand how to eat in a way that makes us happy and content and isn't consuming us and is going to like put the least amount of stress on our hormonal imbalance and inflammation in the body, right? Because when we do that, when the body is at rest, it will release the weight all on its own. And I know this because once I calmed the chaos in my own body through nutrition and movement and rest and pleasure, not only was I able to actually hear what my body was saying to me, right? The actual truths of what was pulling me out of integrity all along. Because I'm going to tell you right now, your perimenopause years are not like the hormone imbalance is not causing, it's not the reason you're unhappy, right? It's the symptoms of it, it's sort of had enough, and it's just the first indicator. Our body is kind of the first indicator. It feels things and recognizes things in our central nervous system, as we learned in the pelvic floor episode. It feels trauma and frustration and things out of alignment and out of integrity in our life before the rest of us realizes it, right? And that's from years and years of us being taught to separate ourselves from our body and not tune in. That's why we don't always realize we're tired until we're overtired, or that we're hungry until we're overhungry, right? We're not in line with the body. It's why a lot of, you know, people have poor sex lives. They're not in tune with their body and how it feels. So we're trying to get ourselves back into balance. And one, the first way to support our body nutritionally during a time of imbalance is by reducing inflammation, okay? And this is the only time I'm gonna tell you to eat in a certain way that you can't maintain for the rest of your life. I really believe that we should be able to eat, you know, follow ways of eating that you know, is gonna work for us forever. But when we're trying to nutritionally heal, or when we're trying to hormonally heal the body, It's really important sometimes to remove the things that we don't even realize are necessarily bothering us. And we do that through a simple elimination diet. So the first thing that that I like to do, and that I have done, you know, that I did for myself when I was starting to really struggle in my hormones, was to do a gut and hormone health elimination diet to calm the inflammation. So what that looks like is for 4 weeks, pulling out the 5 key inflammatory foods, which are sugar, dairy, gluten, processed soy, we'll call it, and corn. We pull these 5 things out for 4 weeks. And you know, ideally there's more to it. If you want a full gut or hormone health protocol, you can grab mine through my Instagram bio, or I can put it down here below. It's a really powerful way to also nourish at the same time. But really, step one is really eliminating those things. Now, I should say this. It's not that simple always, is it, right? Like, it's simple to say this to you, but it's not always easy. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. It becomes challenging to eliminate these 5 things in our diet for a couple of reasons, but mainly because we use these things on the regular to numb. We use these things to comfort. We use them to hide from the things we don't want to feel. It still happens to me. Still, I can be having it like just an overwhelming day, or maybe I didn't sleep very well and I'm just a little bit on edge, and I can consciously feel myself looking for something, looking for sugar, thinking about a cookie, wanting a glass of wine, like looking for a way to comfort myself in foods. And that's not what food is there for. It's not there to, you know, because it's not like I'm craving a kale salad, right? I'm like, oh, if I had that nice kale salad, that would really comfort me. No. I'm like, can I have a fancy crancy coffee? Can I have, you know, a glass of wine? Can I, you know, just have anything that's going to soothe me in this moment right now? So you know, the very first thing obviously is this gut health elimination to really calm the inflammation. And you will be shocked when you do this. You will be shocked in two ways. One, you will be shocked at how much better you sleep. And you will be shocked at how hard it is at what comes up, because you have to begin to learn to sit through the discomfort and the cravings. And a lot of people can't do this on your own. That's a big part of, you know, the coaching that I offer as well in the private coaching program, is us digging deeper into why you cannot say no to things like this. What is the bigger issue? What are you trying to comfort yourself with, right? Because there's always, if we know that our body is healthy and good on its own, or should be, and we're making these decisions that don't align with this healthy body that we want and that it should be, then there's a gap in there, right? And what this gap is, we like to pretend this gap doesn't exist, but it's a really important gap. And when we reach our perimenopause years, our body's like, I'm sick of you not listening to the gap. I'm telling you right here, this is the problem. So we dig into that. So that's step one, right? Is to really reduce the inflammation in the body by removing these things. And I think one of the cool things that we learn is that you might not have a gluten allergy or a dairy allergy or a sensitivity, right? You might be able to have those things later on, but when you're in inflammation, any of these inflammatory foods is going to make it worse. So as we remove them completely, you heal, you rebalance, you're going to be shocked at your energy, your brain fog, you know, your weight release, your bloating, your inflammation, your ability to sleep through the night. All of these things significantly improve right away. Okay, and so step two is by really making your nutrition focused around lowering your blood sugar spikes in your body. So it's really common, you know, I have a lot of people come to me and they're like, well, I want to do intermittent fasting. And look, there's a time and a place that intermittent fasting, obviously it's got some good science backing it, but there's not a lot of science backing intermittent fasting for women who are struggling in a hormonally imbalanced body. In fact, the science shows us that it makes it worse for us, because one of the fastest ways to stress the body out more is by having irregular blood sugar, or blood sugar, you know, dips, highs and lows. So the first thing we really want to do is focus on consistent eating. So when you wake up in the morning, you know, starting out with, you know, really good micronutrient dense greens. Do not have caffeine on your empty stomach. It will just completely put everything into chaos. Okay, so the first step, you know, we want to wake up, we want to have some good greens, we want to eat within the first couple hours of waking, right? We want to have those greens and hydrate, hopefully have a bowel movement, and then you eat. And then we eat, you know, 3 to 4 times a day, depending on, you know, the demand of your day and what feels right for you. Some people feel better and feel best when they've had like a really big, full and satisfying meal. Other people much prefer like the smaller meals. But we do this, you know, learning and experimenting in our body. But the lower the blood sugar spikes is really critical, because it decreases the stress load on the body. We're already grinding, right? This is why you're exhausted. We're already grinding in the background, and it's like leaving a fan on in a house forever. Eventually, if you never turn it off, it's going to start to rattle a little bit, right? Like, we can only go so long. So when we decrease the load and relax our body, like when we eat in a way where our blood sugar is constantly spiking, right? Then that's more stress that the body then has to deal with. It's just another like task on your to-do list that your body is already overwhelmed with and has to handle. So we support our lower blood sugar spikes by, one, waking up and nourishing with greens. You know, I love my Organifi greens. You know, I will shamelessly plug it, because it is one of the best tasting things on the market with the best nutrients. You can use my name. They give all my listeners, you know, a 15 to 20% off discount, Bria, as your discount code. But have a greens or something micronutrient dense first thing in the morning, okay? And then we have our 3 balanced meals. Now, here's some added hacks to help lower your blood sugar spikes. Start every meal with vegetables. Okay, even if you're just snacking on some cucumbers or some celery sticks before you dive in, when you eat your veggies first, it almost acts like a sieve in your lower intestine. It slows down the absorption of the other higher glycemic index foods like carbohydrates. So we really want to start with those veggies first. That's the first key there for you, okay? The second one is to go for a walk after your meals, especially if you've had carbohydrates in your meal. And we need carbohydrates. Every cell in our body is made up of protein and fats, and that's what makes our bones strong and our skin supple and our hair lush, and just our overall health and vitality. But it's carbohydrates, the energy of the carbohydrate, that drives those suckers all over our body. So we definitely need the carbohydrates. We want them to be quality carbohydrates, of course. But if you start every meal with your veggies, that slows your absorption, and then you have a little walk after, just a 10-minute walk, or 10 minutes of squats, or 10 minutes of movement, whatever that might be for you, dance in your kitchen as you're doing the dishes, whatever it is going to drastically impact your spike of your blood sugar. And that reduces the workload basically on your body, right? We want to help your body out. Okay, and then the last little hack I would say there as well is, you know, along with your greens in the morning, consider having some warm water with lemon. The lemon, the enzymes in the lemon really help support your liver function. And the liver's job is really to metabolize, you know, any toxins like cortisol or caffeine or alcohol or whatever else is coming at us, as well as metabolize, you know, our excess hormones. So as we're having these kind of bursts and inconsistency of our hormones, the liver's having to work harder, and we need to support it in any way as we can. It's like calling in the troops. We're asking for some help. Okay, guys, so that's my two-part fail-proof nutrition plan for results in perimenopause. But remember, I know it's challenging to do it alone. If you have been trying these things and been unable to be consistent, that means there's bigger issues at play. This is what we dive into in our coaching, in the rebalancing, hormone rebalancing coaching program, because you and I know that there's more to the story. If I could just give you a nutrition plan and it will work, but you can't follow it, and you can't follow it because there's other parts of your life that need help and need healing that are significantly impacting your hormones. So if this episode has helped you, please, please, please share it with a friend, share it with a sister. Let's spread the word of how to get results, because this protocol, this method of doing things does work. What we were doing before is not working, and that's what your body is saying to you. So share it. Please go on Spotify or iTunes, you know, share a written review. It would mean the world to me. It'd be the best gift ever, the best thank you if you're getting any results, if you try any of these hacks and they help you. And please, if you're in a place like I was, where you know it's time for you to change, do not wait. Please, there's only 6 spots. I can only take on 6 women because I give you my all for these 2 months. I want to help you head into this next year feeling effing amazing, because that is how I get to feel in my body every day now. And after a decade of feeling like junk, it's like having a whole new lease on life. So make sure you swipe up, make sure you message me, make sure you apply, share this episode with a friend, try out the hacks. And if I can help you with anything specifically, don't hesitate to DM. I check all my own emails, all my own messages, message me directly. Let me know how things are going out there, and let's focus on being more in our life and not just less on our bodies.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Period Whisperer podcast. I want to encourage you to reach out to me directly and message me if there are topics or things you're struggling with, so we can address those right where you are at. And of course, if you loved this episode, if you learned something, make sure to share it with your friends, and please rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts.